Let people know where you're at. Consistency is
really the key.
Consistency is the key.
People appreciate
I try
it.
To even tell like some of these shows that are on the network, like I'll be like, so what day you're releasing when we're adding them? And they're like, oh, well, sometimes we do Thursdays, and but it normally it'll go up Friday if I fuck
that
up
shit would
or whatever.
Annoy me,
and I'm just
sure.
like, I'm like, no,
Curtis
I'm
couldn't
like,
deal with that.
I'm like, pick a fucking day, like because your listeners want it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they want to hear it.
Although.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal and rock and roll. And my name is Eagle, and I'm a CD album review writer guy at CryptMagazine.us. Go to CryptMagazine.us.
You do that now?
Yeah. Yeah. I reviewed the Good Obituary record. I reviewed the new Fuck You, Pay Me, Dumb Down album.
Ooh.
Some Blood Divisions with Chris Jericho on the vocals. I really just write about how much I like Chris Jericho. Give it a shot because he's Chris Jericho. He's a good dude.
Right. I'm sure your review was thorough.
And I am joined, as always, by the very thorough Rubber City Redbeard.
I'm fat, too. Oh, so fat.
Yeah?
Fat City Redbeard. Rubber City Fat Beard.
Yes.
Ugh.
Look at you, you big old fat piece of shit.
I feel awful.
Do you?
For like a week, I feel like my lower intestines are just going to explode. Like, I just feel awful all the time.
Me, I'm sorry.
I'm just like, I could shit at any moment. Doesn't matter. Like, I don't feel safe going anywhere.
Right.
You know? It's like if I'm too far away from somewhere where I can shit properly. Like, if you're away from a place that doesn't have a clean shitter, and, you know, you should know where these clean shitters are.
Shit.
There are certain stores at certain times of the day that you can hit, and the shitter's shittable. I just feel like shit.
Did you feel like shit last night when you saw, was it a Fleetwood Mac and a Heart?
It was a Heart tribute band and a Fleetwood Mac tribute
Heart,
band.
Heart tribute.
Heart. What the fuck was the name of the Heart tribute? Okay, it was something clever. And then Gypsy Mac, the Fleetwood. Look, the singer, she sounded really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, she sounded good.
Like a goat?
Is that how Stevie Nicks sounds? Is it like a goat?
That's the joke on South Park.
Oh, is it? I don't know. What episode? Season? I don't know.
Stevie Nicks. Yeah. Everybody, they see a goat and everybody thinks that it's Stevie Nicks.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
An oldie but goodie.
Yeah.
So anyway, this band, she sounded like Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, and like the Heart covers were all right. Their guitar player was not superb.
Did people go nuts during Barracuda?
Shut up. I mean, there was like, you know, a few ladies doing like the two-step. Like the old white lady two-step.
Right.
What I call it. They were out there getting down a little bit, you know.
Woo!
There wasn't a whole lot of people out last night. But yeah, the Heart tribute band... cover band, so they did Led Zeppelin songs that Heart covered, so it was a cover band covering a cover song of the band that they were covering.
Inception.
Wow, is that what that?
Yeah,
I don't know. See?
That's exactly the plot to Inception. It's about a Heart cover band covering a Led Zeppelin song that is covered by Heart. As performed by, and then once you get to that point, you're like right there in it. And then Leonardo DiCaprio is like, what the fuck?
That's awesome. Yeah, that's what it was. Saturday night.
I've experienced something super. Similar. Do you remember? There was a band a long time ago called Gatlin.
I remember them.
And
I remember.
We played, my young band of kids, we opened up. It was like our second show. I think it was our second show.
They played the Voodoo quite a few times.
They did a cover of Faith, but it was Limp Bizkit's version
of Faith.
Of Faith from George Michael.
So it was a band doing...
They're covering Limp Bizkit, covering George Michael.
Yeah, it was a band doing a cover of a cover.
Yeah. It's pretty weird, right?
Yeah, it's...
I pitted to it.
I was totally into it. Of course you did.
But, bro.
I'm living it out.
Bro, it was 1999, man. You know what I mean?
Really nice guys, Gatlin. Gatlin. Wherever they are now, I liked you guys. You guys were cool.
I don't, like, I remember, I know that you played at the club when I worked there. I remember the name of the, I don't remember you as people. So, if you're cool, I'll listen to Eagle. Apparently, you're cool.
Cool dudes.
Hello, dudes.
Hello, dudes.
What up, Gatlin dudes? Wasn't Gatlin the town in Children of the Corn?
Was it Gatlin?
Gatlin?
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure it was Gatlin.
I'm going to Google.
And all the kids were like, see, this is, and Orville, like, if you live in Ohio and you know where Orville is at, and you go out, like, 224 and hit Orville out there, like, when you get there, that's what it is, dude. It's cornfields and then this old rickety wood sign that says, Orville churches welcome you. It's fucking creepy as shit. To me,
yeah,
as a non-religious type of dude, but that's the first thing I think is like Children of the Corn.
Every time, right?
Kids in this town are they're all under 18 because when they're 18, they have to like sacrifice themselves to he who walks behind the rose and shit, and he wants you too, Malachi.
Trip, Jessica and I, many years ago, we got lost in Amish country. Mm. We used to just take trips, just getting lost. Like, what are you doing today? Nothing, shit. Let's go drive somewhere and try to find our way back home.
That's right? Fun. Yeah, we used to do that.
Super fun time. We got locked up in the middle of Amish country, and all we start seeing is these Amish dudes driving black vans, like shitloads of black vans down this dirt road. Like, we don't see an end of the road either way of us. We're just like, what the shit is going on? Then we had like a van following us. Like, right behind
us. Yeah, because they're all like, what are these white people doing down here?
Yeah.
Because even to like, Amish people, you guys are white people.
Right.
What are these white people doing here?
Goddamn crackers. But there was a lot of cornfields, you know, a lot of animals, and we're just like, Children of the Corn, holy shit, this is it, this is it. And
this is how we died.
Gatlin is the name of the town.
Yeah, Gatlin, nice. Boom! Look at Grant with the fucking knowledge.
And look at the band Gatlin with the what a cool name.
Yeah.
They were thinking of a cool movie.
They were probably thinking of the Gatling gun.
Isn't it Gatling gun?
It is Gatling, right?
Right, but like unless you're like really cool, you just like
Gatling.
I'm got that Gatling. I'm
from the hood though. So we dropped G's. We dropped G's in the hood.
Drop G's.
Speaking of G's,
member of the famous G family, Warren and his brother Kenny. Gus G from formerly of Ozzy Osbourne, is very happy about a reunion that is taking place between Zakk Wylde and Ozzy Osbourne. Gus G is the guitar player for the past 7 years for Ozzy. He is now stepping down, so Zakk and Ozzy can come back together. So the heavy metal world has rejoiced! Everything is right now! Zakk is back!
I'll go see Ozzy for that.
Right.
I'd go see it.
I kind of feel it.
So do you think Zakk Wylde's sober?
Is he ever? The guy who wrote Stoned and Drunk?
But that was the whole thing, right? Because Sharon fucking Cuntface was all like, you know, you can't be around Ozzy anymore because your drinking problem is too much. You can't be drinking because then Ozzy's going to follow you. You got your shit. Zakk, your shit. Your life is shit. Your shit.
Man, fuck you and your logic.
Get the fuck out of my husband's band. I make the decisions because I've got the cunt.
That is the best
Sharon Osbourne
I've ever heard in my life.
Do it well.
Oh, she's going to be coming back to this show. Shit. I was so entertained by watching you do that.
You cunt.
You're excited. I'm excited. Zakk Wylde. I up until just now, until Sharon explained it to me, I didn't really know why Zakk wasn't doing shit. And I did find it odd that he went and started a group called Zakk Sabbath. I was like, he misses Ozzy so much.
But he also did Black Label
so much
for fucking ever. Like, he left Ozzy to do Black Label.
Yeah. Did the Black Label? Remember? Was it Pride and Glory?
No.
Yeah. It was like his first attempt. Well, come on, man. Yeah. Come on, man. We'll talk about Phil and Tech N9ne here in a minute.
If you ain't wearing a Black Label vest, bro.
Zakk and Ozzy, I guess they're going to be putting out a record in 2018. They're going to be doing some touring this year.
That'd be cool.
I'll
go see it as long as it's not at Blossom. Don't go to Blossom, people. I don't endorse Blossom. That's Rubber City Redbeard.
That's the only place in Ohio that Ozzy plays.
Rubber City, no, he doesn't play there anymore.
He doesn't?
No.
Oh, because of all the arrests. Because you got because arrested.
Because that year. That, because the arrested. Year that fucking we got arrested, Ozzy was like, fuck that. You arrested a hundred of my fans, and one of them has that beard, and I'm not allowing this anymore. So, no, I'm not coming back. Except for it sounded nothing like that. Man. It was all like,
I'm coming back. This makes me interested in hearing the new Ozzy material. Because, like, I haven't been... I always check it out. I always check out the... He'll put out a music video for every album that he puts out for the past 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, he puts it up on YouTube and shit. It's just him sitting on a webcam, just lip syncing and stuff.
Eventually it's going to be him sitting in a wheelchair.
Right. But, it always sounds... I mean, it sounds like Ozzy, but, like, you know for a fact that Zach and him, they'll probably actually collaborate instead of Ozzy just, like, going, yeah, fine, I'll fucking say random stuff over this. Like, there's probably going to be a new energy coming to it because they're going to want to make a good record.
How long has it been since Zach has left Ozzy? Shit. What year did he leave?
They would have probably been 95?
Has it been that long?
Ooh, yeah.
Jesus, man, I was 17? Nah. Yeah, no. I can't be right.
We're gonna.
Has it really been that long? Because that's fucking insane.
I mean, maybe they got back together at some period after that. But I know that when Ozzy put out the Perry Mason out, the album with Perry Mason on it, and he did his No More Tours fucking thing, it was some new kid. It was this younger cat playing guitar, and Zach wasn't on the record. And I think that was the one that followed No More Tears, which was a phenomenal record. That's a really great record, No More Tears.
I mean, Ozzy really doesn't put out bad stuff.
Oh, man. He's fucking Ozzy.
Oh, that felt so good. Oh, I got these cookies. This is why my intestines are, like, hurt and shit, and I'm all fat. I got these cookies, and I ate, like, a whole box. These cookies. Right here. These Kashi oatmeal raisin flax soft baked cookies.
Yeah.
These ones right here.
Mm-hmm.
Whole box. Boom. Done. Hour later, my lower intestines were like, blah, blah, blah,
blah. Oh shit. Maybe you
You're gonna have to poop sometime today, bro. Blah, 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 blah.
According to Wikipedia,
yeah.
Zach left in 1994.
Wow. Damn, I was 16. Is that right? Well, 17. Whatever.
Oh wait, no, it was 94 is when Pride and Glory disbanded.
Well. When did he leave Ozzy?
95.
Oh, so you're right.
And then he returned in 2001, and then he left again in 2006. Or no, sometime later on. Maybe 2012 or some shit.
So they've had their little comings and goings.
Yeah.
Whatever. It'll be a good tour, dude.
Yeah, people want to see it. It's like a...
Fucking $9 beers, dude.
It's like seeing David Lee Roth and Eddie Van Halen or, you know, yeah. the
We
the
page all know the fucking
and the bluzz.
Eddie Van Halen is too much of a cocksucker to actually make a tour happen like that.
Yeah, what is up with that, dude?
I don't know.
What's up with you, Eddie Van Halen?
He's all judgmental and shit. He's all like, whoa, David Lee Roth, you can't be doing what you're doing in your life and living your life that way and be in my band.
Yeah.
And David Lee Roth's all like, I don't even care, bro. You see these fucking chicks I'm with?
Dude, David Lee Roth is one of the weirdest personalities. Such a weird dude.
I got so much pussy.
So much pussy.
I don't need your band. No. I don't need your band. Oh, because I'm David Lee Roth and I do them splits.
Were you ever a Van Halen fan? Are you a Van Halen fan?
I like the original Van Halen.
Right.
With David Lee Roth and shit, yeah.
You're not a Van Hagar guy.
But I like Sammy Hagar.
Do you?
I can't drive 55, bro.
Sure.
Do you know how much I fucking
Cabo
love
Cabo Wabo?
I mean, he fucking has his own tequila.
Yeah. And people love it. It's a
who plays rock and roll every day of his life and drinks tequila. I'm supposed to hate that guy?
Right.
I'm not going to hate that guy.
But he also...
Do I like him in Van Halen?
Right.
No. Did I like the fucking dude from Extreme in Van Halen?
Oh.
No.
Gary Cherone. Shit.
You know? But I do love that one cheesy fucking acoustic song that they played where the video was all in black and white and they like got a really good shot of his hair, his ponytail.
Yeah.
More than words.
It's so
all I ever needed you to show.
I don't understand
and
why.
I would not have to say.
Why would David Lee Roth
that
leave?
You love me?
Van Halen.
Cause I'm ready.
I'm not duetting.
No.
I'm not going to do it.
La da da, la da da. That's not Van Halen.
No, it's Extreme.
Mm. It's not.
What like, a false advertisement of a name.
It's like Extreme Sports is like fucking, you know, motorcycles jumping houses.
And just kicking each other in the balls.
Sharks. Like,
yeah, like ran.
Running through glass. Mm-hmm. Extreme, the band. Ah.
Terrible band.
Terrible song.
Terrible.
My rendition was better.
Sign me. David Lee Roth era Van Halen. There was never a bad time. There like, was, from the very first record all the way up until they put out 1984, where they became... They were, like, the MTV band.
Yeah.
When MTV first kicked off, like, Van Halen was at the forefront. Like, they knew how to make an entertaining video. And if you watch them on YouTube, man, you see it's, like, 5 minutes before the song even kicks in. You remember that time when people didn't know exactly how to make music videos, but they knew that their record label was buying them video time?
Yeah.
And so they're like... How much time do we have for a video? And they're like, 10 minutes, man. It's like, but the song's like 3 minutes. They're like, we'll fucking tell the story beforehand. So like, you know, Van Halen was awesome at that. Hot for the Teacher.
Hot for Teacher was my like video, five. Obviously. That teacher was smoking hot, dude. Oh my God.
Maybe I was three when that record came.
I know exactly what she looks like right now in my head as my eyes are closed.
And Alex Van Halen with that fucking kick-ass drums at the beginning, like...
Except for they fucking laid two tracks over that shit, and that's why it sounds so awesome.
Yeah,
Because he didn't really play that shit live, even though drummers can actually play it live. Apparently, Alex Van Halen can't.
Hey, studio creativity is all right by me. If it wasn't for those drums, Meshuggah would have never came up with their band.
Bullshit.
Meshuggah would have never had their idea.
You
know for a fact...
Not giving... You can't give Van Halen credit for the creation of Meshuggah.
That Jen's... They were all hanging out, and they all heard that, and they go, what if we just played guitar on that? And they're like, yeah, man, let's just play drums like that. They invented polyrhythms and drum and heavy metal.
No. Maybe,
you don't think so?
You know, look, maybe I'm wrong. It's a possibility, because I'm a guy who thinks that anything is possible,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not giving Alex Van Halen credit for Meshuggah.
Yeah, they had David Lee Roth was a bus driver at the beginning of that video.
Yeah, he was the coolest bus driver
ever.
Yeah,
he's just like, I'm going to fucking teach you.
Pulled his glasses down and said,
fucking teacher.
The teacher was so hot, dude.
And that video too is what I think that a lot of bands like to do, where they had kid versions of themselves in the video, like jamming, walking on the table. And
when Dime and Zach had kids.
Like them and Kiss,
cool.
All four of them, they were all like wearing Kiss makeup as kids.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we all listen to Kiss. That's the story of Pantera. We're just four kids that listen to Kiss. It's like, what? But the power in the group, man, you can hear it all in Kiss. It's all Kiss. We're just basically a Kiss cover band.
Right, but then we listened to Rex Brown last week, and the first thing I said was, oh, Gene Simmons.
I've had that song stuck in my head. It's gone in and out throughout the entire week.
Good tune.
I've only heard it twice. Get it on,
you love me. I never really hated Van Halen. It's only like one version of it.
Right.
Everything else is just kind of like meh. What's my name, MC? And what do I do, rap? And you scream any 50 cc's of MC's that? ER stabby, freaking like Mariah on a rag. And see Chris squeezing contacts out of tiny plastic bags. Like hypnotizing, I've been getting digits on the pad. Phil and Selmo and Tech N9ne finally met. Yeah, so right. Tech N9ne's playing a show down the street, and he's like, oh, shit, Phil Anselmo's down the street. I'm going to go down to the Phil Anselmo show. Who's Phil even playing with? What was it? What was he doing?
I'm not sure. I'm honestly not sure. Superjoint, probably. He's been doing shit with them, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a photo Tech Nine put up, man. He was like really excited about it. They were
they were all
bro fisting and shit.
He's doing the Tech Nine face. Like, I'm crazy. Bah, I'm Tech Nine.
And then of course, since we live in the internet era, a lot of people were like, "Hey, Tech Nine,
bro,
that guy."
By the way,
he did a.
I got 2 cents in my pocket. I'm about to give it to you.
I think he's a Nazi, bro.
That dude's a racist, bro.
That was totally racist.
What are you even doing holding his hand right now, bro?
It looks bad on you.
Yeah, it's not even cool, right?
And you know what Tech Nine said?
Hashtag.
Hashtag not even cool.
Hashtag I'm a douchebag with too many opinions.
Tech Nine said, man, fuck you. Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. Tech Nine actually responded to one person. He's like, I know what happened at Dime Bash and I know why. So fucking what? Gangbangers come to my show throwing they set at me, and I throw mine back sometimes, tripping like I'm still active when I'm grown as fuck now. I ain't tripping with people opposite of me, and neither is Phil. Case closed.
Bam!
Tech Nine! Tech Nine
dropping knowledge.
Wow.
Yeah, so leave Phil alone.
Wow. Tech Nina. Yeah. I'm just gonna play just the Tech Nine right here, just out of respect. If you want anybody, you notice it. Tech is the pinnacle, not an identical soul is it. Load a code is the polar, get wrote it quick and it quoted it. Yo, it exploded the flow, behold it, cause when the motor spit. Hoppity, never to get free of the rear. Better get just near to me, ready to get near my heels. Give me the knock and I'm a chopper. He came in and went tomorrow, but I'm gonna lock it down and hop in the pocket like empanadas. Stone Sour, they put out some new stuff. We heard one of the songs today.
It was very Stone Soury.
It was,
because it's like, check me out, I'm in Slipknot. I do Slipknot shit, but then I'm all like, I'm still in Stone Sour.
Bragging that he can sing. That's what he's doing. That's all he's doing. He's like, I got talent.
He's like, by the way, I can take your ladies 4 different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I could rap. I could metal rap. I could scream. I could sing. Taylor, bitch.
I show up to things on time. I'm punctual.
I'm polite. I'm nice to my mom. So I'm sure he is nice to his mom, right? There's no way Corey Taylor is not nice to his mom.
I'm nice to my wife. I'm nice to my kids.
My hair looks good. I got a hairline. I'm not losing my shit. Because my DNA is so strong.
I don't take success for granted. I'm an actual human being. Piece of shit.
I probably shouldn't have kicked my drummer out of the band because I really liked that dude and he was awesome.
But like he has like a lot of real issues and stuff that just weren't professional and it wasn't going to help us succeed.
But maybe I should have just looked over that shit because a lot of people do like him, especially that Rubber City Redbeard dude from Akron, Ohio.
But then they ended up getting Max Weinberg's kid.
I don't care about that. I don't care.
They got Max Weinberg's kid though.
I don't care. I like Max Weinberg too.
Of course.
You know,
Conan.
Springsteen.
Springsteen, E Street Band. Dude's good guy. Pimp.
Still plays that old school jazz style shit, you know.
And he sits up right.
He's got like the wire brushes and shit. Even
you never see him leaning over like you do a metal drummer. You never see, because metal drummers.
Yeah, but metal drummers are like running 100 miles an hour.
They're like headbutting the fucking mid rack tom. You know, they're just like. But not Weinberg, dude. Weinberg's just sitting up fucking right. He's just like chopsticking his goddamn drums, playing even heavier shit than most people can imagine, because that's what jazz is.
Check out the stick work. Show it to your lady. So Max Weinberg.
His kid. They got his kid. So like they're in good with, that means they get the free tickets to Springsteen, that's for sure.
Yeah, I feel like Slipknot's like Van Halen now, though. It's just not Slipknot without.
Without Joey Jordison.
I think Gigi's brother Merle just got into trouble.
Good. That's what he gets for being related to Gigi Allen.
Whoa. Yeah. What is wrong with Gigi?
What's not wrong with Gigi?
He was mentally ill. What do you want from the guy?
How do you know?
He's fucking would throw shit at people and eat shit. He would eat shit and knock his own teeth out on stage. Maybe he would eat shit, finger his own asshole. He would eat shit, let somebody else finger his asshole on stage, then finger his own asshole, vomit everywhere, piss on things. Yeah, I would think he's a little fucked up.
I like to believe that Gigi Allen.
May have happened.
I like to believe that Gigi Allen may be an accountant for like a top CEO Like, that's his day gig, that he wakes up every morning, puts on a tie, and he goes and he talks to all, like, these rich fucking dudes and handles their accounting and does tax write-offs all day. And then on the weekends, that's his thing that he does. He becomes GG.
He's like Ron Swanson.
Yes, exactly.
Like Duke Silver and shit.
Yes, yes.
That's his Duke Silver, GG Allen.
That would have made for a better story, GG Allen story in general, you know? If, like, that's what it came out to be. But, like, you know, he actually worked for the president. Could you imagine if GG Allen was Donald Trump's, like, you know, account advisor for years, just balancing his budget for Donald Trump, and then you find out that President Trump just rocked every day with GG Allen?
It's so scary.
Yeah.
It's so scary. I mean, if Donald Trump could get scarier, just add GG. Yeah, I thought I heard something the other day about Merle, but apparently not because I can't find it. Oh, GG. You should cut in the part where off of CKY, one fucking... The guitar player from CKY is all hammered in the van talking about it.
That's the guy. That's always my go-to of, like, fuck GG Allen and that guy. Because if there's people that act like that,
oh, GG Allen, I fucking kill him.
GG Allen is to punk rock what Burzum is to heavy metal. Like, it's just too.
Yeah, too over the top.
It's just too much. It's just too much.
I like the fact
too much for no reason. There's no artistic thing behind it. It's just trying to get that shock fucking value.
See, I don't think so. I think that GG lived his life in a way that he did whatever the fuck he wanted. He did not conform to anything, and that's just how he lived, dude. Everything that he owned could fit into a paper bag. That was a fact. That dude stayed in fucking hotel rooms, owned nothing, had no, like, possessions, and just he believed in getting fucked up.
Uh-huh.
And having sex
and
playing shows. That was his life. That's what he was like, fuck you, man. I don't need a job. Fuck your job. Fuck you, man. I don't need insurance. Fuck your insurance. Fuck you, dude. I don't need a phone. Fuck your phone. I don't need Nikes. I don't need a remote control car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need your video games. I don't need none of that shit. I need baked beans to produce shit to throw at people.
I mean,
I'm a poo flinger.
I don't care how interesting his backstory is, though. If the music sucks and it sucks, and then it's just some weird guy who's like, I like to fucking eat baked beans and get my butthole fingered all the time. Like, that's all he is. He's just some dude who makes shitty music. If you make Tool records, GG Allen fucking wrote the Enema record, right? I would maybe, like, be a little bit more intrigued by this weird guy.
I didn't see...
But instead, he makes murder junkie music and just...
I respect the dude for
putting it out there.
For the human being that he was, dude. Like, he was just a fucking. He lived his life how he wanted to live his life. He didn't take any shit from nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out the way that everybody knew he was gonna fucking go out. I'm not a fan of his music. I'm just saying, I respect the dude for living his life the way that he saw fit. Fuck laws, fuck all your bullshit, fuck your religion. I'm living my life.
And I respect your respect for that.
I respectfully respect your respect.
I get that. I get
my
that.
Respect.
I get that. I understand. I accept that. That makes sense. That makes sense as far as why he gets the... Because he was just gets idol worship. Yeah, and he was. He's an interesting story for
people
sure.
Like fucking serial killers. People are interested in serial killers because of how their mind works and shit. Like,
Albert Fish is my favorite of all time.
Right? No, bro, he was so awesome. He, like, fucking cut vaginas out of people and ate them.
Yeah.
Right, right after he raped and murdered the chicks, dude. It was great.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can look at... I can look at Gigi and be like, yo...
He's a little bit of a better person. He was actually just trying to be autistic.
Yeah. And again, but again, I don't even think it was like being artistic. It wasn't about art to him. It was just, this is how I'm living my life.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck you. I don't care about your life. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you wear. I don't care where you work. I don't care. I'm alive over here. I got to deal with my shit. Give me some heroin.
Yeah.
Give me some pussy. Give me some dicks. Whatever. Let's do it all.
So, I would say it's that time. It's time. Time once again. Time, my friend. It's a good song that has the word time in it.
Time?
I had the time of my life, that song. He's looking deep into my eyes right now.
I never felt this way before.
He's like staring lasers into my soul.
As I swear, this is you. And I owe it all to you. And they're like, bink, bink, bink. And the chick with the nose is all doing a little shuffle thing with her skirt and shit.
Who's our badass band of the week?
Is it badass band of the week time?
Yeah, we're going to do badass band of the week, right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we always do that, right?
Okay.
That's like our thing?
Yeah, because now it's time for badass band of the week! Oh, we got a band that's coming to Canton on June 6th.
They're coming to Northeastern Ohio.
Yeah, I believe they might be playing up. We'll check later here for next week's show. I think they're playing up in Cleveland on June 7th too. We're gonna be at the show at the Buzzbin down in Canton June 6th. They're playing alongside Beatallica, straight from Phoenix, Arizona. We're talking about Oakley Dokley.
It's so crazy those guys come out of Phoenix.
Yes.
This is a great metalcore band, is what they are. Metalcore.
Yeah, I mean that would be.
I say death to core.
They like to call their music nettle.
Oh, okay.
Because Oakley Dokley.
It's heavy nettle.
It's a group of guys that look like Ned fucking Flanders.
Yeah. If you didn't catch the reference with the Oakley Dokley.
Yeah, they go full out with the joke.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they do because...
And they kill it, man.
That's the
thing. Oh, my God. This fucking band. So good. I can't wait to see them live.
Right.
What's the date again? June 6th?
June 6th.
Down in Canton?
At the Buzzbin.
At the Buzzbin. You guys probably get tickets.
You should.
Beatallica's fucking amazing. And then these guys fucking open it up for them.
Tickets are only $8, too.
What?
They're $8.
Come on. Who's the promoter?
Go to Buzzbin's website. Go order the tickets. That they'll have them there for you at will call.
$8, dude.
Dude, $8.
This is the best $8 show ever. How the fuck did they get those two bands for eight and with an $8?
I have fucking no idea. I have no idea.
How much did they fucking pay? I feel like I could have fucking paid these bands.
Right?
Out of my pocket.
See, I'm excited because now I can go buy t-shirts. Like, now I have that side scratch.
You got that merch money.
They're gonna be selling some merch.
Fucking spending $17 at the door. Oh, June 6th, down at the fucking Buzzbin in Canton, Ohio.
Last November, a day after my birthday, Oakley Dokley released their first studio album called Howdly Doodly, which is awesome, right?
Yeah.
It's just awesome. And so go get that record right now. Go listen to it. Go stream it on Spotify, whatever it is.
Go down to your record exchange and pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Download it digitally.
Right.
On the old iTunes, maybe the SoundClouds. Bite streams?
Yes.
Dick musics? What's the other? I don't know any fucking websites that you can download from. All right, cool. We're the fuck out of here.
Enjoy it.
Getting the fuck out of here.
My name is Eagle.
Eagle's getting the fuck out of here.
I'm peacing out.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
See you next week.
I'm out.
Bye. Oh!
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.